Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, June 5th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Jody McIntyre, the president of the Commerce Humane Association. Birthdays this day in 1723, economist Adam Smith, the great advocate of the free market, is born in Scotland. In an eerie coincidence, economist John Maynard Keynes, the advocate of government management of the economy, born this day in 1883. Born June 5, 1877, Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa. PBS journalist Bill Moyers, born in Marshall, is 80 today. This day in history, in 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt takes the U.S. off the gold standard, which backed each dollar bill with a dollar's worth of gold. In 1967, the Six-Day War begins in the Middle East.
On June the 5th, 1967, Israeli forces launched an all-out attack on Arab forces in the Sinai Desert, and so began the Six-Day War. The superiority of Israeli equipment, the high morale of her troops, and the brilliant generalship of Moshe Dayan provided one of the most spectacular military victories since the Second World War.
June 5, 1968, not yet 5 years since the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Senator Robert Kennedy, seeking the Democratic nomination for president, is gunned down in Los Angeles. Mutual Broadcasting System reporter Andy West was near Senator Kennedy when he was shot.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No!
Is that possible?
It could.
Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot.
That's it, Rafer. Get it. Get the gun, Rafer. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
10 years ago today, the 40th president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, died at the age of 93. Number one on the charts in 1975, John Denver. And thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, I got me a fire wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy, yeah!
On the KETR events calendar at 2:30 this Saturday afternoon at Cooper Lake State Park, join the park ranger at the Honey Creek Amphitheater and find out how to build a fire. You can start with one match, not with gasoline, just one match. Learn the elements of fire, three types of fuel for a campfire, the types of fire for various camping needs, and how to be sure your fire is out before you leave your campsite. That's at 2:30 this Saturday at Cooper Lake State Park. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jody McIntyre, the president of the Commerce Humane Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I will say that Jody is coming to us on the Blacklands Cafe party line this morning. Our thought for the day is from Edgar Allan Poe. I wish I could write as mysterious as a cat. Jody, do you find cats mysterious?
Oh, yeah. They're very mysterious. They have their own way of doing everything.
Yeah, I think they're hard to figure out sometimes. Well, we're going to be talking about cats today, if you haven't guessed. And, Jody, there's something called the Cat Coalition. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, about 5 years ago, I hooked up with the Cat Coalition, trying to find a way to reduce the number of cats being euthanized in Texas. And we're the only rescue in the state of Texas that actually works with them. It's a national group out of the East Coast. Well, this year we're doing something special. We're neutering every male cat. So at the shelter, just call and make an appointment. We give them their rabies. We neuter them, return them. And the hope is that if the males are out there protecting their females, we'll run the population down so that we won't have as many stray cats in the system.
Mm-hmm. Now, would these be cats that are roaming around people's homes and property, that male cats that they're not necessarily their own cats, but they they find them, or the cats find the people, and then they bring the cats to you?
Well, we're doing feral cats and pets. So, if you have a male cat that you haven't gotten neutered, call us. We'll do him for free.
So this is basically just free neutering of all male cats, no questions asked, pretty much. Is that the way it goes?
That's right.
That's quite a good deal, I would say.
I hope so.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know how much you might pay for that if you took them to a commercial place, but that's a terrific deal. And that's part of what's called the Cat Coalition.
Correct.
Yeah. We're talking with Jody McIntyre, the president of the Commerce Humane Association. Any way of saying how many cats you all may neuter in a given month or maybe a year?
Oh, let's see. We've been doing between 10 and 15 cats a week since we started this, male cats.
Mm-hmm.
Not as many as we'd like to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's still, that's a lot. And over the course of a year, that certainly does add up. And that really does add up when you think of all the kittens that are not going to be born as a result of that.
I know people think about, and this was the whole thought before, was the female cat. She's going to have two litters a year, but a male cat can service hundreds of female cats. Mm. So if we can get him out of the system, but yet still keep him where he's protecting his females so they're not getting bred, it's worth a shot.
So you think it's more efficient, more effective to go after the male cats then?
The thought is good. We'll see next year at the kitten crop if we're successful. We're not making headway on the euthanasia rate spaying and neutering the females.
I mean,
spaying the females. We're just not getting there. So maybe this will really work.
Right.
I mean, it's a good philosophy. Who knows until we try it?
Is this something that's going on all over the country, all over the state of Texas, or what?
It's going on all over the country. It's only going on in Wolf City, Texas, because there isn't another rescue group in Texas as part of the Cat Coalition. We're it.
We mostly have talked, Jody, in the past with you about dogs, but you also deal with cats in a major way. Would you say you have almost as many cats as dogs on a given day at the Barchard shelter?
Oh, it's about one-third cats to two-third dogs.
So you do definitely have more dogs than cats.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we are now pretty much into the summer months, Jody, so with respect to cats but also dogs, is there anything in particular having to do with the summer that you would give us some advice on?
Yeah, leave your pets at home. Don't take them out with you. People leaving their animals in the cars, it doesn't take any time at all, and they perish, and there's nothing any worse than a death from heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful, and it's devastating to the family, the dog, the cat, whatever. Your pets really are happier at home in the summer months.
And people underestimate how quickly that car is going to get very, very hot, and maybe sometimes underestimate the amount of time that they're going to be inside or any number of things that can happen there.
That's right.
Yeah. Jody, this is wonderful always to spend some time with you to talk about pets, dogs, and cats and the rest of it. And we thank you sort of for sharing a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
It was fantastic. I look forward to visiting with you later on in the month.
Okay, very good.
Let's have a root beer instead of coffee.
We'll do that. It's that time of year, absolutely. And we've been talking with Jody McIntyre of the Commerce Humane Association, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.